Welcome to the Speak Her Podcast with your host, Camille Essick, the podcast where innovators and creators connect. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Camille Essick. I am host of the Speak Her Podcast. This is the podcast where innovators and creators connect. Be sure to hit that notification bell and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook at the Speak Her Podcast and follow us on YouTube as we work to build our channel. That is Camille Essick Official, or just type in the Speak Her Podcast on YouTube. We had some great conversation last night as we kicked off the new season with our guest, Olivia Simmons. If you happen to miss that episode, that conversation, go right now to our YouTube channel and catch the replay. Tonight, we continue the new season as we have our kickoff week with Malika Holloway. She's the founder of Egg Roll Boys, and she's also a PR consultant and educator. Catch that conversation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook and YouTube. Today is Friday, February 24th, and here are a few headlines impacting the community and the culture. The first Black brewery opens in Philadelphia. The Brewers Association reports that Black people own less than 0.4% of the 9,500 breweries in the United States, and now Two Brothers are now a part of that number. Brothers have come together, have resulted in the establishment of Philadelphia's first Black-owned brewery. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Richard Kohler and his brother Mitsuchu Kohler have opened Two Locals Brewery at U City Square at 37th and Market Streets on January 26th. The Brewers Association reports that Black people own 0.4% of the 9,500 breweries in the United States, and now these brothers are a part of that number. Less than 4 years ago, the Kohlers collaborated with the Harris Family Brewery and Double Eagle Malting on a beer named Black is Beautiful, raising about $9,000 for Black Lives Matter, putting them in the sights for beer lovers in the area. If you haven't heard, the first Black Peanuts character gets his own special, Snoopy Presents Welcome Home Franklin. It's available on Apple TV beginning February the 16th, and it highlights Franklin Armstrong's origin story. Apple TV released the official trailer of Snoopy Presents Welcome Home Franklin, and the beloved Black character in the center of the attention of this Peanuts special. This story follows Franklin Armstrong as he moves to a new town and struggles to fit in. In the trailer, Franklin sparks conversations with other children, only to be ignored throughout each attempt. Franklin soon learns about the soapbox derby race in his neighborhood and figures that winning the competition will help secure new friends. While trying to make new friends, the trailer also shows where Charlie Brown and Franklin first met and moments leading up to the race as the duo become partners and try to win the competition together. Viewers were initially introduced to Franklin's character nearly 56 years ago. Until now, little was known about Franklin's origin or his backstory. Franklin's addition to the Peanuts cast occurred after retired school teacher Harriet Glickman pushed Peanuts creator Charles Schulz and other comic artists to integrate their work and include Black characters after the assassination of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. In recent years, viewers have criticized the treatment of Franklin's character in the cartoon. In the show's holiday special, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, there was a dinner scene where Franklin sat alone in a beach chair at the dinner table opposite of his white friends who sat in wooden chairs. Viewers pointed out the separation and called out the distinct differences on social media. You can catch the premiere of Snoopy Presents Welcome Home Franklin on Apple TV Plus, February 16th.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. If you can't get enough of the Speak Her Podcast, hit that subscribe button. You'll be glad you did.
But Black Girls Code has made great strides in 2023, serving more than 91,000 girls throughout synchronous and asynchronous programs and reaching over 4.1 million viewers through their initiatives of online coding through their academy. They are excited to continue this momentum and their goal by connecting with girls through STEM tools and resources in 2024. Your investment will ensure that more students can launch their careers in tech and contribute to building a more equitable future. You can join them in their mission by going to their website at Black Girl Code and also follow them on LinkedIn. Radio icon and activist Joe Madison, affectionately known as the Black Eagle, who devoted his life to the mission of civil rights and advocacy, working tirelessly to uplift the stories and marginalized communities, has passed away. He served as the youngest executive director of the NAACP's Detroit branch before being appointed as the organization's national political director. And he was also awarded the Chairman's Award in 1997. Joe will be truly missed as we send our deepest condolences to his families and loved ones. You can catch more of his story online at the NAACP's website. Before we continue, here's a look at the weather in some of your major cities. Atlanta, the high today will be 65, cloudy with a low tonight of 45 degrees. Saturday, a high of 67 with a 35% chance of rain with an evening low of 55 degrees. Sunday, cloudy, rain expected, 80% chance of rain, high of 66, low of 59. And Monday, rain continues with an 85% of rain chances with a high of 66 degrees and a low of 50. If you happen to be in the Charlotte area, today the high is cloudy, 61 with a low of 43. Saturday, a high of 69, cloudy with a low of 51 degrees. Sunday, a high of 62, 80% chance of rain, low 55. And Monday, 62 degrees, 90% chance of rain, with a low of 51. If you're in the Middle Tennessee area, you can also expect a high today, Friday, 65% chance of rain, cloudy, 61 degrees, low of 52. Saturday, a high of 64 degrees, 75% chance of rain, low 51. Sunday, cloudy, high 60, low 48. And 59 degrees on Monday, 65% of chance of rain, 65% chance of rain with a low of 36 degrees. If you happen to be in the DMV, that's right, Virginia Beach, today it's going to be cloudy with a high of 60, low of 40. Saturday, high of 68, cloudy with a low of 49. Sunday, 90% chance of rain, high of 59 degrees, low of 45. Monday, 70% chance of rain. That rain will continue into Tuesday with a high of 53 and a low of 44. Now over to the West Coast. If you happen to be in Lemoore, California, the high today will be 56 degrees, partly sunny with a low of 35. Saturday, high of 56, sunny with a low of 36 degrees. Sunday, high of 60, partly sunny with a low of 33 degrees. Now, if you are in the Chicago area, the high today will be 56 degrees with a low of 40, sunny. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 43, low of 33. And Sunday, 40 degrees, cloudy with a low of 30. Back to the West Coast, if you're in Oakland, California, shout out to my family in the Bay Area. High, partly sunny today. The clouds will be out with a high of 55 degrees, low of 41. Sunny Saturday, high of 60, low of 44. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 58, low of 56 degrees. It's been nearly 3 years that two women died on the same day in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and their families are still awaiting answers. Laura Smith Fields and Brenda Lee Rawls died on the same day in December 2021, and Bridgeport police told the family to stop calling, says the mother of Smith Fields. This story continues to go on, and the case is still remaining open and cold. If you have information about the death of these women, please contact the Bridgeport Police Department. After this episode, if you would like full details surrounding the case of Laura Smith Fields and Brenda Lee Ross, go to the Speaker Podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora. That episode is titled Laura Smith Fields, The Update. In this episode, I recap the case surrounding the death of Smith Fields and Ross, the lack of energy given by Bridgeport Police, and the current status of the case. Usher teases surprise guests for Super Bowl 2024's halftime show. He said, "I think I made it easy for myself." That's right, Usher is sharing some confessions about his highly anticipated Super Bowl 2024 halftime show happening this Sunday in Las Vegas. The R&B singer teased fans what they can expect from his high energy set during a press conference hosted by Apple Music in Las Vegas on Thursday morning. The 8-time Grammy winner plans to perform a medley of his hits for an epic Super Bowl halftime show that's been 30 years in the making. He reiterated how special it is to be given this opportunity as the first independent artist to head the Super Bowl halftime show. You can catch the Chiefs versus the 49ers as well as Usher's halftime show on CBS or stream live on Paramount Plus. A new podcast features Angela Davis and Black changemakers ending domestic violence in California. A new limited podcast series called Let's End Domestic Violence, Heal, Restore, Prevent features conversations with today's leading domestic violence prevention experts about how we can break the cycle and end domestic violence in California. All 5 episodes of Let's End Domestic Violence, Heal, Restore, Prevent can be found at letsenddv.org/podcast, as well as on Spotify, Apple Music, and Buzzsprout. Earlier this morning in Atlanta, a crash involving a tractor trailer has a portion of I-285 shut down in DeKalb County. The tractor trailer was reportedly on a smaller street when it hit a guardrail, slid down a hill onto a part of I-285, killing the driver. The eastbound lanes of 285 have been partially opened up at Boulder Crest, but expect major delays in the area. You can watch the Atlanta Hawks on the road Friday night in Philadelphia. The 76ers come into the matchup against the Hawks as losers of 3 straight home games. Friday's game will be aired on various sports networks as the 76ers have gone 19-12 against Eastern Conference opponents. Philadelphia has a 2-2 game record decided by 3 points or fewer. The Hawks are 13-21 in the Eastern Conference play. Atlanta is 3rd in the Eastern Conference, scoring 121.5 points per game and shooting at 46.6%. The teams square off for the 4th time this season. The Hawks have won the last matchup of 139-132 in overtime on January 11th, with Trae Young scoring 28 points in the victory. The tip-off begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pharrell Williams donates $3.2 million to Black and Hispanic entrepreneurs. In 2020, the singer and activist Pharrell Williams founded the Black Ambition, which is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting Black and Hispanic entrepreneurs. As a part of this initiative, the group created by Demo Day Competition, where innovators can pitch their ideas in hopes of receiving one of the grand prizes. In 2023, the organization gave one of its largest donations yet, dispersing $3.2 million to 36 diverse entrepreneurs. This year, over 2,000 applicants participated in the contest. Participating founders represented companies in 5 categories: consumer products and services, healthcare, media and entertainment, technology, Web 3.0. The nationwide competition narrowed down to 50 finalists and was condensed even further to the top 36. This year, 36 finalists received prizes ranging from $20,000 to $250,000. 8 finalists were then picked to pitch for the $1 million prize, which ultimately went to CEO Antoinette Banks. Her app, IEP, which was created to optimize existing individual education plans and predictive AI for children diagnosed with a disability. You can read the full story about this initiative at diversitycoom.net. Last night, we kicked off the new season of the Speaker Podcast, and I sat down with my guest, Olivia Simmons. If you happen to miss that conversation, you can catch the replay right now on my YouTube channel. During that conversation, I had the chance to sit down with Olivia as we discuss loving the skin that you're in, how not doing the inner work can impact you as a creative, living in expectation, and protecting your senses during transition. She also shared with us her journey about healing, dealing with cyberbullying as a plus-size model, and so much more. Again, catch that replay on YouTube, follow us on Facebook at The Speaker Podcast, and send an email to me at thespeakerpodcast@gmail.com. Now, we are kicking off another great conversation tonight on Facebook and YouTube at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My guest will be Malika Holloway. This is Camille Essick, host of The Speaker Podcast, the podcast where innovators and creators connect. I want to remind you that in this world of negativity, let's choose to be the light that shines through the darkness. We need to focus on what's good so we can create a rippling effect that spreads love, joy, and encouragement. Today, I invite you to embrace the power of intentional positivity, share your own uplifting stories or moments, and also use the hashtag #PositivityMatters and encourage others, inspire others throughout the day. Let's shine together and let's make kindness go viral. The Speaker Podcast continues to strive to build a positive platform, sharing conversations and stories impacting the community and the culture. Our digital doors continue to open, and The Speaker Podcast is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, and other streaming services. Hope that you have a safe weekend. Happy Friday, y'all. Be blessed, and I'll see you on the other side, Lord willing. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Speak Her Podcast. Be sure to follow Camille on Instagram at camille.essick, Facebook at the Speak Her Podcast, or www.camilleessick.com.